Good morning. Welcome to the County of Oswego Industrial Development Agency public hearing for a project known as Mexico PV LLC. It is May 6, 2022, and it's approximately 10:06 a.m. Eastern Time. I'll start the meeting by reading a project description and then open it up for questions or comments. Here we go. First, for the record, I guess I should take attendance or announce attendance. I am Kevin LaMontagne, the Chief Financial Officer of the agency. We have John Rapp and Nancy Vlejos, both representing the project with EIC. I'll read the project description now. Mexico PV LLC, a Delaware limited liability company, submitted an application to the agency on or about April 7, 2022, a copy of which is on file at the office of the agency, requesting the agency consider undertaking a project consisting of A1, the acquisition of a leasehold interest or subleasehold interest in all or a portion of approximately 52.88 acres of real property located on County Route 58 in the Town of Mexico, County of Oswego, State of New York. A3, the construction on the land of an approximately 24.52-acre solar power generation system, including but not limited to solar panels, inverters, transformers, single-axis trackers, racking systems, switchboards, energy storage systems, steel beams, wiring, electric poles, and other electrical and mechanical components. And A3, the acquisition and installation in and around the facility and or for use in connection with the project of various machinery, equipment, furnishings, and other items of tangible personal property. B, the granting of certain financial assistance in the form of exemption from real property taxes, mortgage recording tax, state and local sales and use tax, and real estate transfer tax, collectively the financial assistance, and C, the lease or sublease of the land and the facility by the company and or the owner of the land to the agency pursuant to a lease agreement, the acquisition by the agency of an interest in the equipment pursuant to a bill of sale from the company, and the sublease of the project facility back to the company and or the owner of the land pursuant to a sublease agreement. The company will be the initial owner and or operator of the project facility. So that completes the project description. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, I'll just confirm at the moment for the record that three people on the call are Kevin LaMontagne, Chief Financial Officer of the County of Oswego Industrial Development Agency, and two representatives from the project developer, EIC, Mr. John Rapp and Ms. Nancy Vlejos. Those are the only attendees on the call. Are there any questions or comments? Hearing none.
Kevin, just wanted to correct it. The name of the company is RIC Energy.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, John. My mistake and apologies. I have it miswritten here on my paper.
No problem.
Hearing no other comments or questions,
No other comments.
Okay. Thanks, John. Appreciate you both attending. I'm going to stop the recording now.